DW.
26-year-old Miriam Goebbels has been working for the energy firm RWE since starting an apprenticeship there 10 years ago. Now she's responsible for repairing the company's coal excavation machines and hoisting equipment. For Miriam, Germany's decision to phase out the use of coal in its energy production is going to mean big changes.
It's scary for us. Well, also for me. What's coming next? What's going to happen in the future? Is it still possible to build a life here? Or do we just have to wait and see?
Like many others in the region, Miriam is waiting for a decision from Germany's Coal Commission. By the end of February, the Commission is due to announce how Germany should proceed when it comes to phasing out coal.
I wouldn't say I'm angry, because it is important to protect us from climate change. I think the Commission is made up of competent people. They'll figure out what's best.
Miriam is confident, too, that the government will take care of those working in the brown coal industry, those who stand to lose their jobs. The changes won't happen overnight, she says. After all, 40% of Germany's energy still comes from coal. And the shift away from that needn't be a bad thing for her career, Miriam says.
I think nowadays you have to be flexible. And that's also why we have to keep educating ourselves. We know we're going to have to close the mines. But for now, I think there's still some time before I have to look for something else.
Some of her colleagues, especially the older ones, see it differently.
They're really imagining the worst case scenario, but I don't think that really helps.
Among her concerned co-workers is Klaus Knuck, who is the director of the Rheinische Lignite Mining School and one of the managing directors of the Association of the German Lignite Industry. The 62-year-old engineer has been working for RWE for years. The company mines around half of all the brown coal Germany uses.
Here in Revier is das schon ein Thema, was uns wirklich massiv bewegt.
This is a really important issue in our region. In the area where I live, most people have settled there because of their work in the mines. So the issue of the phase-out is a huge one for us. It dominates everything, at home and at work.
Das dominiert uns hier tatsächlich massiv.
Knuck is also the head of the Rheinland School of Lignite Mining, which turns out around 40 engineers and technicians every year. They go on to work in mining all around the country. As a lobbyist, he understands the need to move away from fossil fuels in order to protect the environment. But he thinks Germany's focus on coal is unfair.
I just wonder why such radical measures aren't being introduced in other sectors too. We could think about speed limits, for example. If we introduced limits of 80 kilometers per hour on motorways and 60 on smaller roads, we would use so much less fuel. But in the end, the most radical changes fall on the coal industry.
Aber radikale Schritte, da zeigt man lediglich auf die Kohle.
According to Germany's Environment Ministry, using coal is a highly expensive way to produce energy. The ministry says the power stations in the Rhineland enact 100 million euros worth of environmental damage per day. Knuck is sure that can't be the case. From Mayor Georg Gielhausen, from Chancellor Angela Merkel's conservative CDU party, it's all about finding a compromise.
What we need to do now is find the solutions that mean we can both move away from coal mining quickly, but still keep this area an attractive place to live, which means ensuring jobs.
Ja, die Industriearbeitsplätze hier in der Region betrifft.
Around 100 families' livelihoods come directly from mining work, he says. The small community has worked with energy giant RWE for decades. But Mayor Gielhausen says the region can handle the changes that are coming.
However things turn out in the future, it will mean both risks and opportunities for us. We all have a responsibility for the next generation. As the mayor, of course, I'm optimistic. Now it's about getting the facts on the table. We want good solutions for people, for the environment, for the regions, and in terms of employment.
Die für die Natur, die für die Region und für die Arbeitsplätze, ja, genau die richtigen sind. DW.